Central to this account of human evolution is the Abhidharma theory of the four types of birth. In this view, sentient beings can come into being as 1. Womb-born, such as humans, 2. Egg-born, such as birds and many reptiles, 3. Heat and moisture-born, such as the numerous types of insects, and 4. Spontaneously born, such as the celestial beings in the form and formless realms. As to the question of diversity of life, Chandrakirti expressed a common Buddhist viewpoint when he wrote, "It is from the mind that the world of sentience arises, so too from the mind the diverse habitats of beings arise." In the earliest scriptures attributed to the Buddha, we find similar statements on how ultimately mind is the creator of the entire universe. There have been Buddhist schools that took such statements literally and adopted a radical form of idealism whereby the reality of the external material world is rejected. But on the whole, most Buddhist thinkers have tended to interpret such statements as meaning that we must understand the origination of the world, at least the world of sentient creatures, through the activity of karma. The theory of karma is of signal importance in Buddhist thought, but is easily misrepresented. Literally, karma means action and refers to the intentional acts of sentient beings. Such acts may be physical, verbal, or mental, even just thoughts or feelings, all of which have impacts upon the psyche of an individual, no matter how minute. Intentions result in acts, which result in effects that condition the mind towards certain traits and propensities, all of which may give rise to further intentions and actions. The entire process is seen as an endless, self-perpetuating dynamic. The chain reaction of interlocking causes and effects operates not only in individuals, but also for groups and societies, not just in one lifetime, but across many lifetimes. When we use the term karma, we may refer both to specific and individual acts and to the whole principle of such causation. In Buddhism, this karmic causality is seen as a fundamental natural process and not as any kind of divine mechanism or working out of a preordained design. Apart from the karma of individual sentient beings, whether it is collective or personal, it is entirely erroneous to think of karma as some transcendental, unitary entity that acts like a god in a theistic system, or a determinist law by which a person's life is fated. From the scientific view, the theory of karma may be a metaphysical assumption, but it is no more so than the assumption that all of life is material and originated out of pure chance. As to what might be the mechanism through which karma plays a causal role in the evolution of sentience, I find helpful some of the explanations given in the Vajrayana traditions, often referred to by modern writers as esoteric Buddhism. According to Guhyasamaja Tantra, a principal tradition within Vajrayana Buddhism, at the most fundamental level, no absolute division can be made between mind and matter. Matter, in its subtlest form, is prana, a vital energy which is inseparable from consciousness. These two are different aspects of an indivisible reality. Prana is the aspect of mobility, dynamism, and cohesion, while consciousness is the aspect of cognition and the capacity for reflective thinking. So, according to the Guhyasamaja Tantra, when a world system comes into being, we are witnessing the play of this energy and consciousness. Because of this indivisibility of consciousness and energy, there is a profoundly intimate correlation between the elements within our bodies and the natural elements in the outside world. This subtle connection can be discerned by individuals who have gained a certain level of spiritual realization or who have a naturally higher level of perception. For example, the 15th century Tibetan thinker Thakstan Latsawa conducted an experiment upon himself and found a total concordance between his personal experience of changes that naturally occur in one's breathing pattern and those described in the Kalachakra Tantra during a celestial event like solar or lunar eclipse. In fact, according to Buddhist Vajrayana thought, there is an understanding that our bodies represent microcosmic images of the greater macrocosmic world. Because of this perspective, the Kalachakra Tantra pays tremendous attention to study of the celestial bodies and their movements. In fact, there is an elaborate system of astronomy in these texts. Just as I never found the Abhidharma cosmology convincing, I have never really been persuaded by the Abhidharma account of human evolution as progressive degeneration. One of Tibet's own myths of creation tells how the Tibetan people evolved from the mating of a monkey and a fierce ogress. And of course, I'm not convinced by that either.